This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls, and welcome to the show. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to call in, we would love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to welcome our 117 affiliates from across the United States of America, as well as the 53 countries. Thank you for your trust. We appreciate it. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 82 to 87 different radio shows and options that you may have. Again, we thank you for that, and we know that why you listen, because you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of being told by today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, the same thing that the mainstream media is telling you. And the problem that they're having, friends, is 94% of the American people don't believe the mainstream media. But what do you have today? The conservatives of the day, again, yesterday's liberals, controlled opposition. Well, feeding off the trough that's filled by the CIA-controlled media that nobody trusts. So how does that make sense? Folks, it's a contrived language. It's a political language designed to make lies sound truthful. We need to get back to the Word of God and the Constitution. Like those militia in Virginia. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Listen to this carefully, friends. Caesar had his Brutus. This is what Patrick Henry said. Charles I had his Cromwell. Great story, by the way. And George III, treason. Cried the speaker, may profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it. Again, this is Patrick Henry, Americans. Listen carefully to your forefathers. Listen to the voice of our forefathers. Listen to what they taught us through their example, that we are called and commanded to emulate. Caesar had his Brutus. Charles I had his Cromwell. George III, treason. Patrick Henry cried the speaker, may profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it. Amen. We're going to be talking about the militia standing against the tyrant in Virginia who failed to learn his history. What we're finding, friends, is 90 out of 95 counties are now Second Amendment sanctuary counties. This is all on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Check out the website, friends. Contributors from all over the country that are a part of the culture war, feeding the American people the truth and what it is that they need to know. Like the Committee of Correspondence back in 1772 by the Sons of Liberty, who gathered together James Otis, John Hancock, Patrick Henry, John Adams, Samuel Adams. They were making the 13 colonies aware of the tyrant across the pond. They were keeping them awake with the truth of the matter, along with the Black Robe Regiment. And here we are today, friends. 242 years later, we're doing the same thing. We have been given a huge responsibility, and we are responding with the grace given unto us by our God, in Jesus' name. We have our opportunity, America, to do the same things that our forefathers have done. Because I want to tell you something. You have put up with far more usurpations friends, than your forefathers ever dreamed of. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes. We have people asking right now, did Joe Biden really say Christians should be on terror watch lists? This is also on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Yes, he did. I highlighted it, friends, when the corrupt blurt the truth out in their confusion. Yesterday, I took the time to roll out the tyrannies and the tyrants with mask off. In this case, friends, a useful idiot doing his master's bidding, a good subordinate, right? That's exactly what Joe Biden is. And he's terrible at it. He's not even a good actor in the circus of politics, friends. He's not even good at it, but he's there. And that's a reflection of the American people, and it shows you how much you're willing to tolerate and to put up with. Back in October of last year, former Vice President Joe Biden announced that he wanted Christians to be put on a terror watch list if they commit the crime of opposing the LGBTQ agenda. Nothing new under the sun. If you have not taken the time to read the pink swastika, you need to understand that the SS under Adolf Hitler, they were all masculine homosexuals. Doing the biddings, friends, of that of Adolf Hitler. Keep in mind, none other than criminal Barack Hussein Obama, a foreigner, a sodomite, a traitor, in every sense of the word, appointed over 225 homosexual sodomites, transgenders, and bisexuals to governmental positions in your government during his tenure. Many of them are still there. Why? Because history is repeating itself. Listen to what Joe Biden said. He said he wants Christians to be put on a watch list if they oppose the homosexual agenda. They want you to subject yourself to their tyrannies, friends. They want you to dare the justice of God along with themselves. Well, guess what? I got my hand raised high. I'm not one of those guys. You go ahead and do it, but you can rest assured he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And you have not learned from history, but you're going to learn it. I highlighted point after point after point after point concerning what this sodomite, Joe Biden, actually was promulgating. Wanting to have Christians put on terror watch lists. Friends, who are the terrorists? Terror defined in Oxford's English Dictionary is government by intimidation. You know, I also highlighted the fact, friends, that we've been under attack by the Muslims for 18 years, said corrupt politicians in the mainstream media, as we all know. Now, we also notice over the last couple of years, it's the same mainstream media and the same corrupt politicians that are giving way to those that are attacking or those that we have been told are attacking. Now they're giving cover to them as they commit crimes against we the people. Again, define what a terrorist is, friends. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, said James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America. Who would know better than our forefathers as to how to define what a terrorist is? Because it's the same system and the same method that King George used concerning our forefathers. He called our forefathers terrorists. After September 11th, friends, you've been under attack by the terrorists, haven't you? Who's attacked you more than your said government, friends? And I'm talking about corruption. Who's attacked you more than these agencies that have been created since this Unpatriot Act, which should rightly be called the Act of Tyranny? Which, by the way, was just reauthorized by Donald Trump over the last couple weeks, just so you know what's going on, okay? Behind the guise of this facade and the charade called the impeachment process. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to this, friends. I'm going to highlight a couple more things concerning this article, and then we are going to get over to the Virginia militia and show you, friends, how that tyrant in Virginia is learning from history today, like it or not. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you want to watch us live, you can do that. Go to YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. You'll see a picture of me there in front of Arlington, kneeling down with a flag in my hand. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, double E. And or go to my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. You can also call us in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, friends, going back to YouTube, if you'd like to watch us and jump on live chat, we have several friends over there and we totally appreciate them. We're test running this over on YouTube, and we're just kind of tweaking it out before we go to Restream, which will bring us into the thousands. And we've been going back and forth with this for months now, and it seems at this point things are working out better and better, so we're slowly taking strides there, but it seems like we're there now, so we're going to take it to the next level. But again, if you want to watch us live, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check out 13 different articles every day on a daily basis, 7 days a week, through over 25 contributors across the United States of America that are a part of the culture war, and they're not paper tigers hiding behind a piece of paper just writing things out and doing no more, friends. No. They are actually a part of the culture war. They're preachers. They're constitutional attorneys. And they are bringing you the facts rather than opinions, and they are not reading off a teleprompter, just so you know. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of that page as well, and you can watch us live on YouTube, and or go to Before It's News. My Michael Roach, my friend over there, thank you for the trust. He has entrusted us. He called us up and asked us if he could broadcast us on a daily basis, and we said, go ahead and have at it. We're to preach the gospel to the whole world, and that's what we've been doing for 20 years here, friends, Luke 19:10. So again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check us out on YouTube. Before It's News, check us out on YouTube. Again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here because we understand, like the seventh president of the United States of America, listeners, let's say this in unison, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. We get away from that, we're going to get in trouble. That's why we stick to the Word of God and we stick to the Constitution. It was actually Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, that said, either you're going to be ruled by a word or you're going to be ruled by a bayonet. Which one do you choose, friends? I choose the Word of God because I remain free in Christ, John 8:32, because we know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, 2 Corinthians 3:17. I was just highlighting on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, that Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden, this lunatic, friends, creepy Joe, he said Christians should be on a terror watch list. He said when the he said in essence, friends, that if you're not for the LGBTQ agenda, we want to label you as terrorist. Of course. We know what this is all about, friends. This is all through totalitarian methods, using a small group of people as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution. Americans, have you forgot what the second president of the United States of America said, John Adams? Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And keep in mind, the word religion is under the Christian umbrella. Okay? Just so you understand, I'm not talking about foreign gods here. If we allow foreign gods into America, guess what? The Bible tells us in Judges 5:8, we're going to have war within the gates. And guess what we're seeing? Because Americans haven't learned. We're learning that there's going to be war in the gate, right? Our forefathers, when they said religion, friends, in freedom of religion, it was under the umbrella of the Christian faith. The Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Wesleyans, the Presbyterians, you get the point. Okay? So again, highlighting, friends, what's going on in this country, you have your said representatives trying to label law-abiding Christian patriot conservatives, friends, as terrorists if you don't go along with their global agenda. And this is why it's important to shut the television off. Read 2 Corinthians 6:17 and James 4:4. Okay, we're not to be conformed to the world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds by the Word of God. That's found in Romans 12:2. Read that when you get a moment. But friends, going back to Joe Biden, this should come as to no surprise due to the fact that Joe Biden hates Christians, just like his father, the devil, hates Christians, right? Who cares? That's to be expected. This is a testing grounds. We're in a warfare here. Read Ephesians 6:12, right? Folks, Joey and all the sodomites, they hate Christians just like the way that a criminal would hate the police. Why? Because the law exposes their crimes. And in every state of our union, we know that sodomy is a felony, right? Read Exodus 20, Romans 3:20, John 7:7, and John 15:22. He wants you on a terror watch list if you oppose the gay agenda. If that's not mask off, friends, I don't know what to share with you or to what to bring to the table so that you might understand. I mean, you must at this point, if this is the case, you must have both your fingers on your eyeballs and you need to remove them, okay? Or maybe you're one of those that are just irrational, okay? I'm not going to sit here and try to administer medicine to a dead horse. Because you're willfully blind, you're willfully deaf, you're rejecting the truth, and that's your own condemnation. Read John 3:18 when you get a moment. You love darkness rather than the light, lest your deeds should be reproved. Okay? At least I told you the truth. At least your blood is off my hands now. You're responsible for the truth that I just gave you. I can't do it for you. Nor can your priest or your hireling from the pulpit in America today, friends. Or your pastor, your spiritual overseer, your bishopric, whatever the case might be, friends, they can't do it for you. You are to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, just so you know, Philippians 2:12. Now, friends, at CNN's LGBT town hall on Thursday, Biden advocated for a registry of all Christian organizations that won't toe the line of the radical homosexual agenda. I mean, this is like Biden wanting to pin a yellow star on Christians who oppose the gay mafia. Friends, that just ain't gonna fly, and I said ain't, okay? I mean, this is craziness. You know what's interesting is Biden then makes reference to the hate group called the Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean, you can't make this up. Then Biden pushed three things to help end hate crimes against gays. He wants to pass the Equality Act, monitoring groups that are similar to terrorist groups, and then rewrite federal civil rights laws to prevent discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. Friends, it's forced, fed confusion to the up-and-coming generation. That's what this is. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. Write these scripture references down, friends, because as the Holy Ghost bubbles them up into my head, see, God speaks to the heart, not the head, then I give it to you, and it goes line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning our conversation here. Okay? Friends, first of all, Biden advocated for a registry of all Christian organizations. That won't line up with the homosexual agenda. Keep in mind, hate crimes were and are all created, because all crime is motivated by hate. And yet sometimes when wanting to overthrow the law by perpetuating the crimes the way that they are, some take it to another level, like the sodomites and the Muslims today. Systematically together, friends, by putting themselves in the victim position, and that's exactly what they've done. Read Deuteronomy 19:19 when you get a moment. It also looks like Biden wants to pin a yellow star on Christians who oppose the gay mafia. Folks, check out the homosexual manifesto. It's all aimed at children. It's all aimed at men. It's all aimed at their rule by force. It's in the congressional record. It's been there since February 15th and the 21st in 1987. It was actually introduced by Michael Swift. Okay, it's all there for the know, if you're willing to find out what the truth is. And keep in mind, truth sets men free. Okay, Biden's proclamation at the town hall was his way of signing onto an idea pushed by Southern Poverty Law Center. Mark Potok, the director of, they call it intelligence over there, at Southern Poverty Law Center, revealed the truth of the matter when it comes to his purposed unlawful agenda. Listen carefully as to what the Southern Poverty Law Center stated. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to plainly say that our aim in life is to destroy these groups. To completely destroy them. Hey, folks, how do they have a leg to lawfully stand on? It survives through the ignorance of the American people that tolerate these subversive groups, because they are subversive to American government. They're at war with God, and it's a war they're going to lose. It's just for the church to actually engage in the war. He also talked about the Equality Act. This is important, friends. Notice how whenever they make reference to equality, they fail to bring in the word law. Why? Because they don't want the law. It's equality under the law, and the law is what they mean to abrogate, omit, and erase from the minds of the people. Read Romans 5:13. It says, where there is no law, there is no transgression. So they remove the law that exposes their crime. The church is called to be the law, friends. Hebrews 8:10. Jesus didn't come to abrogate the law. He came to what? Magnify the law. He didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets. He came to fulfill the law, right? Matthew 5. Read it, the whole chapter. Folks, when we come back, we're going to get on to this. And I'm talking about the militia standing against tyrants in Virginia who failed to learn history. I hope I did a service to those that were asking about Joe Biden actually calling for Christians to be put on terror watch list. Friends, you need to understand that, like it or not, everybody lives politics, and you better get involved with it while you still have the time to do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has passed the annual defense authorization bill that creates a new Space Force branch of the armed services.
Before I came into office, the military endured deep and devastating budget cuts. Our military, quite frankly, was very depleted. As a candidate for president, I promised to reverse these crippling cuts and to ensure our military remains unchallenged and unrivaled anywhere in the world. And right now, there is no one, there is no country that comes even close.
The $738 billion package also involves a 3.1% pay raise for military personnel and would repeal a long-standing offset policy that blocked some Gold Star families from receiving full survivor benefits. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We got a phone call coming in from Virginia, and I'm going to take Bori. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
I am doing great. I'm pumped. I'm excited that people are standing up finally, you know, to the tyrants. Here in Virginia, hopefully people stand up and we could do something about these politicians. They are a bunch of hypocrites. They say they care about the Constitution, but they really don't, because they care in their own benefit. They don't care in our benefit, and the Constitution is there for our protection, you know?
Well, this is what's been going on in this country far too long, Boring. We're going to be getting to this topic right after this phone call. But the fact of the matter is history teaches us these politicians. It's a slang word, by the way. They're supposed to be statesmen, right? They work for the people in upholding the Constitution. A politician is one that works for the highest bidder. And this is exactly why we call them politicians, because we know that they're selling the American people down the river. But in this country, the American people have known this for decades. And what's happening in Virginia is the militia there is now beginning to educate tyrants as to what our forefathers in God's moral law teaches us so that he might understand. And we're not called to overthrow the Constitution in any sense of the word. We're called to and commanded by God and obligated by God for man to throw off those that pervert the Constitution. And that's what we're beginning to see here in Virginia, my friend.
Yeah, and hopefully here in Virginia is just the beginning, because we've seen this for many, many years, and people are dumbing down, you know. They don't really about what's going on around them.
That's
right. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, bro. I appreciate it.
You got it, Bori. Thank you for the phone call. Hey, folks, people need to understand this is why they're zeroing in on the kids in public schools today. They want to dummy them down. Because Hosea 4:6 tells us that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. This is no surprise to anybody. This is how tyrants forge your chains. They forge your chains through ignorance. And if you Americans are going to stand back and just accept a politician because he says and uses the word Constitution, keep in mind, they're throwing those words in there as a wordplay. If you haven't learned yet, America, that politicians tell you what you want to hear until they get into the place and position of power incumbency and then do the exact opposite, I can't help you. I don't like saying that, but the fact of the matter is, friends, we all have to deal with tyrants in an upright fashion and in a lawful fashion. And again, going back to Virginia and the caller from Virginia, Bori, that's exactly what he's telling the American people. Folks, we need to get wise as to what's going on, not just in Virginia, but across the United States of America. So again, thank you for your phone call, my friend. I want to get over to this, and I want to at least, you know, start the conversation. And again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. Love hearing from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let me start it off by saying this. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens, law abiders, from keeping their own arms. Who said this? Samuel Adams, Massachusetts ratifying convention in 1788. Okay? And we've known this for a long time. Matter of fact, I can ask my cousin, my older cousin, because I was not around until the end of the 60s. Did you ever hear about this stuff concerning those that want to strip the American people of the right to bear arms? He said, no, we never heard a peep about any of this up until the 70s. So what's happening, friends? You have a global agenda through the UN paying off those that you believe are representatives, we call them politicians, that are stripping you and your God-given rights away incrementally. I want you to understand this and make distinction. Your rights don't come from them. Your rights come from God. You don't receive privileges from politicians. They work for you. They are entrusted to work for you. They are entrusted by you because their delegated authority comes from you. I want you to ask your local politicians when they're talking about anti-gun agendas and initiatives. Who gave you delegated authority to initiate that bill? That counters our Constitution. Because the minute you ask him where he received delegated authority to do that, he cannot answer it in the face of the people, friends, stating that it comes from we the people. And I'm about to show you that right now. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're talking about militia standing against tyrants in Virginia who failed to learn his history. He's learning it today, friends. 90 out of 95 countries, counties, 90 out of 95 counties in Virginia are now Second Amendment sanctuary counties. So is this the will of the people? No. They didn't give him authority to do this. Nowhere in the Constitution can you find, or in the Bill of Rights, or in the Declaration of Independence, where any politician can come to your face and say, you know what, we're going to just incrementally strip away your God-given rights for the security of the people. The opposite is true. You don't disarm them, you arm them. Folks, criminals know all the well that you are marked once you are disarmed. Ask any criminal. And so do politicians. And what's worse is the American people need to open their eyes to the fact that these that are creating policies that counter American law and our God-given rights, they're not paying attention to the fact that they're writing out these policies, friends, encompassed by security detail that are armed with guns. And Americans need to wake up to this. Friends, let me say this. How many times have I preached that the Lord is going to get our attention one way or another? And boy, oh boy, is he doing just that. He is doing just that. His message is clear. Listen carefully. This is the message to the church, and it's the message that the church continuously, friends, stands in disobedience in their obstinate hearts towards heaven. and the Word of God. This is the Lord's message. If you want to remain free, then you're going to have to fight for your freedoms. 1 Timothy 6:12. I mean, after all, friends, the history of the church is that the Lord is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, no doubt. But what we have in America is a bunch of capitulators. And I want to tell you, friends, oh my goodness, how the biblical illiterates have trained the goats well today. Oh, how many people profess to be Christians and Christ is MIA in their profession. Why? Because he's not going to bear witness to their lie. He only bears witness to the truth. And furthermore, the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey, not those that compromise the truth. Let them gnash their teeth. Let them be angry at those that tell the truth. But the fact of the matter is, friends, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. And his spirit is alive, coming through my mouth, saying and giving the exact same message that he gave. In different times. Nothing more, nothing less. Because his spirit will not be straightened in any sense of the word. Friends, tyrants know what happens when we don't keep the Lord's commandments in keeping with his justice. Isaiah 51 verse 4. And that is that tyranny rises and freedoms die. As tyrants rise, freedoms die. In fact, tyrants are encouraged by the apathetic, Matthew 13:25, where it says that while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. As a matter of fact, friends, tyrants are encouraged by the tolerant in committing transgressions. No doubt about it. 1 John 3:4. Why? Because it's a reflection of the American people that tolerate their compromises. They're just as guilty. Every country, America, deserves the government they have. Let me say that again. It's so true, and it's so right on. Every country on this globe deserves the government that they have. If it's corrupt, it's because the people are corrupt. Let me say it again. Every country on this globe, friends, deserves the government that they have. Because it's a reflection of the people and what it is as to what they would have concerning their government. It's their reflection, especially in America. Knowing all the well what the Declaration of Independence says and the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. We the people, that's the preamble to the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, that they, those that serve we the people, derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Tyrants are encouraged by the apathetic. They are encouraged by those that don't get involved in politics. Let me tell you something. You live politics, like it or not. If you go back to the 30s and you look at all those that went through the Holocaust and didn't make it out, keep in mind they lived politics too and they didn't figure it out until it was too late. You better get involved in politics. Politics is the discovery and it's the science of government. And what is science? It's the discovery of what God has created. Keep in mind, in this country, God gave the government, friends. Well, as I can hear someone say right now, well, we're not a theocracy. Let me tell you something. Do your homework. Let me help you take both those feet out of your mouth right now while you strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. Every country is a theocracy. It just depends upon who you submit yourself to, either man's laws or God's laws. And like our forefathers shared with us, friends, either you're going to obey God and resist tyranny, or else you're going to be ruled by the tyranny and the tyrants. Resistance towards tyrants is obedience to God. Ben Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson. Doesn't get any more clear than that. And when you read the Declaration of Independence, isn't that what it teaches us? Our rights come from him. John Kennedy said back in the 60s, he said, think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state. They come from the hand of God. And yes, they do. How many people in this country profess to be the Lord's, yet refuse to obey him in keeping his commandments? 1 John 2:4 says, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. How many people accept these people and pretend with these people that they're Christians when in fact you all the well know that they're bold-faced liars and hypocrites? That's why when we read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Lord took time to tell us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Herodians, their corrupt doctrines. Mark 8:15. Everything that we need to set the record straight is found in the Word of God and found in our, friends, Constitution and Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights. You can go back to the Mayflower Compact. You can even go back to the Articles of Confederation in part, if you'd like to. Taking a break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, we're talking about what's going on in Virginia today. Militia standing against tyrant in Virginia who failed to learn his history. Well, he's getting his lessons today, isn't he, friends? Regardless of what the outcome is. 90 out of 95 counties in that state are now Second Amendment sanctuary counties. Why? Because they understand what the Constitution states. They understand the examples that our forefathers gave us. They understand common sense when it comes into play as to what's going to happen to those that are disarmed versus to those that are armed. Come on, friends. This is common sense. And it's law, by the way. It's law. Okay. And in this country, we're ruled by law, not by party affiliations, which are unconstitutional. We're ruled by law. Caesar had his Brutus, Charles I had his Cromwell, and George III, treason, cried the speaker, may profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it. Patrick Henry, one that was responsible for waking up the colonies to throw off tyranny. That's exactly what they did, and that is our American history today. Is it not? Oh, absolutely it is. Absolutely it is, friends. You know what else history teaches us? It also teaches us that you can only oppress a people for so long before their oppressors get a response. See, this is what I look at, friends. This is the danger of a free society. If we're not ruled by law, and then we have other people come in that are not here to assimilate, which we're dealing with today, we have to teach them that law, okay? And that's, again, the danger of bringing illegals into the United States of America. And for those that weren't paying attention last week, there was also a bill that was passed. Now it has to go to the president's desk concerning 1.5 million illegals that they mean to give amnesty to behind the charade of this facade and the charade of what? This false impeachment process taking place in your country today. Look what's going on behind closed doors today, friends. When they have your eyes all on this impeachment process, look the other direction, because you rest assured these snakes and these devils, they're busy working to undermine we the people in this country. That is the history of corruption. That is the history of America, and we're learning it presently today. Let's get to this, friends. I was just highlighting the fact that you can only oppress the people for so long before the oppressors get a response. And again, I also highlighted the fact that there will always be a small number of those who will obey the Lord and resist the tyrants. God doesn't need a majority to prevail, right? One man with God is always in the majority. John Knox, that prophet from Scotland. Okay, read Romans 12:21. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, in a letter to William Smith, a diplomatic official in London back in the day on November 13, 1787, said, "God forbid we should ever be 20 years without such a rebellion." Jefferson remarked, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure." Does anybody want that? Of course not. But you know what? Understanding who we are and the fruit that fell from the tree concerning us and our posterity, you know, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Understanding our history and what it was that our forefathers established, friends, we already know within ourselves what to tolerate and what not to tolerate. Okay? We are also educated enough to understand as to what we're to condemn and what we're to justify, because the Word of God, the Torah, tells us so. We're based on common law, the Mosaic Institution in the United States of America. That's found in Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Now, when Jefferson was talking about the tree of liberty being refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants, keep in mind, he said too as well, it's its natural manure. Keep in mind, he wasn't only talking of a foreign enemy that would commit such infidelity, treachery, and treason without. But he's also speaking, friends, about those who would commit such infidelity, treachery, and treason within. And that's where we're at today. So again, when looking at the example that our forefathers left us, that is when it came to their examples, we need to look no further than the Declaration of Independence, because we find again that 75% of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off what Americans have been taught to succumb to today. But again, 75% of that documentation is our forefathers throwing up the tyrant across the pond who would not be ruled by God to keep men free. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. What happens when the Spirit of the Lord is not there? That nation will be turned into hell, Psalm 9:17. And by the way, the sort of tyrants that Americans are now finding in their own midst are exactly those that the President of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson, was identifying back then in the 1700s. We have to deal with it today. We need to prevail to the lessons that they taught us, friends, and rise to the level of expectations on the behalf of our posterity, the way that the forefathers did for us. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Now listen carefully. Law enforcement today reported, this is in Virginia, friends, law enforcement today reported that thousands of cops, veterans and supporters pledged to join militia in Virginia to combat unconstitutional laws. This is a message that you will never in a million years get from the mainstream media. I want to give you that headline again. Law enforcement today reported that thousands of cops and veterans supporting pledge to join militia in Virginia to combat unconstitutional laws. Why does the CIA-controlled media withhold this information from you? Because they don't want you to understand the method in which they're using that they learned from one of their masters called Saul Alinsky when he said, "Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is." They're browbeating people with fear. They're suppressing the American people as they demonize them and polarize them. And who are they demonizing and polarizing, friends? Those that are Christian constitutionalists in this country. And we've seen it time and time and time and time again in the thousands that they have attacked Americans, friends. But I'm here to tell you, friends, that they are in the minority. And my message today shows you just that. And you need to be encouraged, Americans, the CIA-controlled media, this should be all that you need to stand up and deal with the media and corrupt politicians. Because we are finding that in that state alone, that little state of Virginia, that thousands of cops and veterans and supporters pledged to join the militia in Virginia to combat unconstitutional laws. Not good government, corrupt governments. As I said to the caller, we're not here to pervert the Constitution. We're not here to overthrow the Constitution, but we are commanded, as we peruse the Constitution, we find in Article 2 that we are called to throw off those that pervert the Constitution. And that's not enough as to just impeach them. They must be indicted and charged as well for their crimes whence they are impeached. Article 2, Section 4. And understanding that the U.S. Constitution is the law of the land, not no corrupt politician, or not even your favorite politician who has your favorite jersey on. Read Article 6, Section 2. Okay? I want to remind everybody in this country, too, as well, that this is happening in Virginia, friends. We are watching the impeachment process. Again, it's charade. It's nothing more than the clowns in the circus of politics diverting you from what they're really doing. But we have not seen this administration not once enforce or execute the laws found in the U.S. Constitution concerning tyrants in the United States of America. Concerning our rights, not a once. If you are uneducated, you would understand what I was just saying. If you're educated, you'll understand what I'm saying now. The states have the Articles of Bill of the Bill of Rights, right? The amendments, the 10 amendments, the 10th Amendment. Okay? And when you look at that, you need to understand that that is, yes, belongs to the states respectively as to what's taking place here. But also notice that the Supreme Court and the federal government has been attacking, along with these states, over the last, what, how many years, the last couple years, in changing laws and stripping the American people of their God-given rights by the federal government, namely under this brand-new administration. Matter of fact, I want to say this. I just heard the other day that Donald Trump, as he was going through, you know, again, the charade of impeachment here, you know, they put the cameras on him, and he said, of course, this narcissist, friends, who doesn't believe he needs to repent, he might want to read that Bible. And his followers don't know the difference, which happens to be the evangelicals, which are in the same case and same lot that he's in. A bunch of hypocrites is what they are. But what's interesting is the Bible says to he who is without sin, friends, in 1 John, if he doesn't repent of that sin or acknowledge that sin, the Bible says that he's a liar and the truth is not in him. Because that is the first prerequisite to becoming a Christian. But that's all politicians have to do today is just tell the American people that they're Christians and they go back to sleep to their own demise. Yep, we've seen this over and over again. 55 gun laws, legislative as they call them, gun laws, since Donald Trump has been in office, stripping the American people of their God-given rights. Under 26 governors, a majority of them were Republicans, unconstitutional, but they sold you, the Republicans, as the good guys. They're the ones that are doing the biddings, friends. Not what you would call the left, it's the right doing it. Also keep in mind who crucified Jesus Christ. It was the Herodians, and it was the Pharisees, you know, in the face of the people, the good guys. All the while they knew within conscience that they were as corrupt could be, because Jesus showed them to beware of their doctrines. Don't follow their lead. The blind lead the blind. They all end up in the ditch. Well, you know what? People are tired of closing their eyes, and so am I. So I wanted to let you know as well, friends, during this segment, the federal government is a creature of the states. The states are not a creature of the federal government, so let's put this into perspective. Yeah? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Waterworks Association and your local water provider.